WCRFM. New York City, New York City, New York City. I told you they're down in Atlantic City. Tomorrow night we're going to be hanging out down there with them for sure. But guess what, New York, I got a surprise for you. I got Mr. Boom Boom himself, the Temptations bass singer, Mr. Harry McGilberry. What's up, Harry?
Yes, sir. How's the brother? How's all the listeners in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten Island?
Everybody's doing good, Harry. How you been, man?
Oh, I'm blessed, brother. I'm a little tired. I don't know if you can hear my voice, but I'm holding on.
You holding on, man.
Holding on, brother.
Well, New York City want to take time out and welcome you into the Love Zone 90.3 FM. We know you just got off stage, right?
Yes, sir.
How was the show?
Oh, man, it was pretty upbeat. It's always good to be here in the tri-state area. But it's Philadelphia being my home, and with the track record that I have, even long before I was with the Temps, with the Futures, when I was with Philly International, I got a strong following here from Philly, Jersey, Delaware, New York, D.C., Baltimore, and parts of Connecticut.
Parts of Connecticut, man. You got connections everywhere, baby. Man, Harry, it was a pleasure, man, hanging out with you, man, and all the time we get to hang out, and especially the Apollo interview we got to do backstage. New York's been talking about it ever since, man.
Man, it's always, you know, in fact, I got to watch myself around you, and when you get to growling around Otis, you know, I was getting a little intimidated. I thought maybe you were trying to get my job.
Man, I wasn't trying to get the job. Otis only had me there to fill in for you when you're sick, man. That's all, baby.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah, baby.
I want to be able to fill in for you, but I don't want you to be ill.
Well, hey, I tell you what, man, we're going to make it happen because I know you are very interested in doing some radio thing. You know,
yes, I am.
You know, a lot of the fans don't know that side of Harry. You know what I'm saying?
That is a fact, Maurice. I've always had a desire to be a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
But see, back in the day, well, I guess we call them DJs. Maybe today they call them radio personalities.
Yeah, something like that. Now, Harry, I mean, come on, tell New York something about... I want to take you all the way back to the first day when you got the call that you was going to be the new bass singer for The Temptations. How did that happen? How did it come about?
Oh, man, I have to go away. I guess it was 97, 96. Melvin had passed, I guess, a couple years now, and Ray Davis was in the group for about 6 months. That's the bass singer from the Power Man Funkadelic.
Right, right.
He God forbid, had taken ill. And Brian Tyson is also from Philly, and they knew my track record that I already had with the Futures. And at the particular time they started calling, I was actually a silk screen printer by trade, living in Greensboro, North Carolina.
All right.
And when the guys called, it was like June, told me they were interested. And they didn't make the final decision for 6 more months. And I must have prayed every day from June to January. So when they called, man, you know, I just elated, man, because to be in a group of this magnitude is like a dream come true, man, really.
Amen. Really. Amen. Well, hey, you're filling in for the legend himself, Mr. Melvin Franklin, who I looked up to my whole life, man, and it was definitely an honor, even while I was doing work with Ollie Woodson. And man, just to be in that fifth spot, as my wife calls it, you know, it's an honor. Like when I was out on stage with Ollie, it was like I've seen the spirit of Melvin. Do you ever get that feeling when you're on with Otis and him?
Yeah, lots of times. The very few times that I was blessed to do an Old Man River comes over me on that. And a lot of the things that we do, Otis is always saying that Melvin must be reincarnated through me, because a lot of my mannerisms are a lot like Melvin. I don't know how or why, but that's what he says. I'm just really elated to be in a group, and you know, we're constantly working, which is hard work and sacrifice. But it's more than a blessing to do something that you really love doing and not have to get up and do a 9-to-5 every day, man.
Amen, amen. You know, talking about what you do, you know, like we have some up-and-coming singers here that try everything. We have singers listening. You know, some people look at the show and they think, Oh, that's easy. I can do that.
Oh, no.
You know, some people look in and say, things just a thing. All these guys got to do is get up every morning, just go get on a stage and sing. Let's talk about the behind the scene, the hard work, the homework that we got to go through to make that show look like it looked. Tell me something about, like, your practice, your rehearsal. Is it just...
Okay, well, you know, I'm just going to put this out there. Mm-hmm. There's getting ready to be a personnel change. So whenever we're going to indoctrinate a new member,
City, those of you tuned in late and don't know who you're listening to, I don't know how you can't tell by his voice. They call him Mr. Boom Boom himself.
Thank you, Maurice.
You're listening to the bass singer for The Tempting Temptation, the full-time bass singer for The Tempting Temptation, baby. I'm part-time for him. But like you said, Harry, about filling in for me and not letting me be sick.
Hey, man, maybe you could fill in for me and we could swap.
You got
it. I'm filling for you.
It sounds like a plan, man.
Man,
I'm glad you was able to come on tonight and speak to your fans and stuff. And
hey, man, anytime, Maurice, anytime.
I tell you what, right now we got time to take a few phone calls from some of the fans. Let's see. All right, 212-491-4685. You got the Temptations full-time bass singer. That's him, Mr. Boom Boom. Harry McGilberry is on the line. If you want to call in right now, 212-491-4685. We got Cross and Canty in the studios with us live. I know they want to talk to you. We're going to take this phone call real. Yep. What happened there? Did I lose him? Hey, Harry.
Yes,
all right. Let's conference this one here. Look like that one got away from me. But all right, there we go. Let's take this call. 90.3 FM. Hello.
Hello, Mo.
Hi, who's this?
This is 95.
Hey, 95. How you doing,
hey,
baby?
95.
How are you?
95. Let's keep it alive.
It's great to hear you guys.
Oh, thank you. You're
I miss you.
We're in Atlantic City.
Yeah, huh?
We're in Atlantic City at the Tropicana Casino.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to make that trip.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to go, but I can't make it.
Well, we have a big tour we're going out that starts July the 12th.
Uh-huh.
At Universal Amphitheater in L.A., but I think we're coming to Radio City Music Hall on August the 2nd with the OJs, the Four Tops, and the
Whoa!
Yep. It's a tour we're doing all over the country, Alan Heyman Productions.
Uh-huh.
So stay tuned for it, baby, all right?
Okay.
You got it, baby.
Shallow.
Precise date is August the 8th.
August the 8th in New York. 90.3 FM, hello.
VIP number 4.
Hey, what's up, Randy? You got Harry Barry on the phone. Talk to him.
What up, brother Randy?
I just want to say, Bobo, you're great. You're fine. Keep on doing your stuff. And the good Lord got his shining light upon all of you.
Yes, sir. Amen and amen.
All right.
He makes all things happen. God is in control.
You got it right.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for calling, Randy.
Thank you, boy.
All right, baby. Yes, indeed. That was him. Randy Simon, that's VIP number 4 for sure. And we got Cross Canty in the studio with us live. Harry, going to talk to them real quick. Come on, fellas, what you want to say to Harry? Man?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Harry?
It's a good thing hearing that Temptations back. What's going on?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm glad you're there. That
bass. Where y'all calling from, brother?
We calling from Manhattan. We got a play coming out. And we would like for you to come and join us if you get a chance.
Definitely.
Oh, man, I would love to. Is it a gospel play?
Yes, it is.
Keep the message out.
Hey, Harry. That's right up your alley, Harry.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm really into quartet music. I'm into contemporary gospel quite a bit, man.
That's good.
You got it, fellas.
Need to borrow that voice, man.
I love quartets and ensembles, man.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we definitely got it going on this Saturday and Sunday and next Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay, but with our schedule, man. You know, we're working so much right now.
There'll be other products down the road. We definitely, this is the first of a lot of things going on for us down the road. So
if you could you submit a demo and out of contact you guys, submit it to Maurice and he'll get it to me?
Okay, no doubt, no doubt.
You got
definitely.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Good luck to you.
What's the name of the group, brothers?
Oh, it's Divine Praise Productions, You Gotta Believe.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Praise God.
That's right. That's right.
Keep doing your thing. God
and
bless.
Definitely good luck to you now.
All right, now. God bless. Thank you.
Now, Harry, real quick, like you were telling them about the schedule and stuff, you know, some people think that, okay, we see the Temptations on TV this month. We don't see them for 4 months on TV. We see them in New York this month. Sometimes they think you guys ain't busy. Tell them, man. What is it? 48 weeks a year.
Oh, man, it's like 40 weeks a year, brother. I'm looking at their new itinerary just now given to me in the dressing room tonight.
Yeah.
And for the month of July, I only see about 4 or 5 days off.
Oh, man. Oh, my.
Yeah. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days off in the whole month of July.
That's it.
Yep.
Now, tell me something real quick. Now, we know we lost a great choreographer for the Temptations.
Oh, man. We lost Pops, man. Charlie Atkins.
Charlie Atkins. My, my, my. Tell me, how was it working with Pops, man?
Oh, man. That was like an, that's like dealing with an endangered species, an art form that's no longer available to us.
Oh, man.
Because he has a history of being a hoofer, a tap dancer, and performing at vaudeville and all that kind of stuff, and Copa, and probably Small's Paradise, and all them type of places. And there's some footage that was submitted to us, and if you could see it, you wouldn't believe how agile a dancer he was.
Man,
and not only did he choreograph us, he stages your act. You know, there's a part of a song where, you know, the choreography would interpret the lyrics. And then when it came time, the blocking, when it came time to do the vocals on the mic, he places you so you're right there precisionally.
So you're laying right back at the mic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now tell me, Harry, what's your all-time favorite Temptation song, man?
There's so many, Maurice, hey, but I'm going to give you my top three.
Your top three, all right.
I guess it would be Old Man River.
Amen.
Firefly.
Woo, baby.
And I guess you would have to say My Girl, man.
All right.
My Girl and Stay. And this is my promise.
Man, you know how to sing, but you can't count. That's five.
No. I got five. That was my best five, man. There's so many, though.
Oh, man, I know, man. I know. They all are great hits and great, great, great songs written by great, great writers and everything, man.
Yeah, man.
And I know you guys are, hey, getting ready to go in there and do the new one. And, hey, I can't wait for it. And I know you said something's getting ready to happen. I can't wait to just wait and see it.
Right. You know, I don't want to put it out there until it officially happens.
You did the right thing. Wait till
it happens. But, you know, there is another buzz behind the scenes with us. At a rehearsal last week, Shelley Berger came to rehearsal and handed Otis a script for a movie, another movie about the Temptations, and he told us we're going to be doing the soundtrack, so hopefully that will happen. You know, it's in the developmental stages. He submitted the script to Otis for him to read this weekend, so hopefully it'll happen.
Because
I understand Suzanne DePass is getting ready to do some major things.
Well, just like I told these brothers here, you know, they doing plays and stuff. I told them, hey, make sure they make a spot for a DJ in the play somewhere. So make sure you go back and tell Shelly, hey, man, for the DJ scene, we got the DJ.
All right. You got my word, brother.
Hey, Harry, man, I've been asking you everything. Like I told you, it's smooth. We keep it laid back, let you relax, man. Anything else you want to say to New York before you get out of here?
Oh, I'm just saying thank you for all the years of support. Even before I was in the Temptations, I mean, just being involved with any kind of multimedia entity like yourself in Manhattan or in the boroughs of New York is strong. I mean, when you look at the Northeast sector, when you look at New York, Philly, Baltimore, Washington, that comprises the major population of the listening and record buyers, believe it or not. There's so many people between New York, Philly, Baltimore, and then when you add Atlanta, D.C., and Detroit and Chicago.
You hit it on the nail, man.
Quite a few people, man.
You know, so hey, Harlem Community Radio Stations wants to give you nothing but much love to you, man. I know you're tired. And
yes,
hey, going to get you some rest. I'm down there with you guys Saturday, and hey.
Yeah, come on down there and make sure you holler at me.
Yeah, you know what we're going to
do. As soon as you get down here,
know,
we can go have something to eat or something.
You know what we're going to do, man.
Keep it clean.
Harry Berry, Mr. Boom Boom himself.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey, first of all, we got to thank some people to help make it happen, I should say. We got to say hello to Deborah, who made sure they made the connection for me. Debbie. Hey, Deb, down there. Baltimore.
Alrighty,
Deb, Baltimore. Got to say what's up to the missus, for sure.
Who make, my wife.
That's
yeah.
Right. Who makes sure that everything goes right there. And on behalf, make sure you tell Otis and the fellas, we all said thanks. My man, Ron, for sure.
Yes,
tell
him
what's up, man. And, hey, Ron Tyson got his website, man, rontyson.com, that's hooked up. Harry, I know yours is getting planned.
Mine is still in developmental stages.
Still in developmental, huh?
Yes, sir.
Man, we will see you tomorrow night, Daddy, yo.
Yes, sir.
Tropicana Casino.
All right, now, God bless. Thank you.
Take care, baby.
Okay.
That's him, Mr. Boom Boom himself, the bass singer of the Tempting Temptations. New York City, guess what? My time is up. Mark Lowe, where you at, baby? You ready to come up? You sure? You ready now? I'm 5 minutes over time. I don't want to go, but I got to get up out of here. Until we meet again by 90.3 megahertz, the voice going to say peace, love, and blessings. I'm out of here, baby. Hey, MJ, your daddy's on his way home, son.